Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we explore the practice and concepts of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is Day 18, A Healthy Dose of Self-Love. Hi. Happy Thursday. I see that you made it through Wednesday, so that's always a sign that you're going to make it through. How is your energy this week? And how is your energy in general? And the reason I ask these questions is that energy is our next self-love basic. So we've talked about security, stability, and safety. We talked about support. We talked about time. And now we're going to talk about energy. And the main point I want to share is that as your energy goes down, your self-love practice is going to wane if you're not keeping an eye on it. Now, if you're keeping an eye on it, when I keep an eye on my energy and I see my energy starting to lag, I actually increase the amount of time I'm going to spend loving myself, taking care of myself, prioritizing my needs, and just keeping an eye on things, right? But often, very often, I don't realize that my energy is low. And so naturally, if my energy is low, but I'm not aware of it, then I start retreating from various activities. And sadly, self-love is one of the first things to go because it starts feeling like I just can't take those extra steps, you know? It's unfair, really, because when we have low energy is the time that we need the most self-love. We need, because it's restorative to give ourselves love. But that's not what we have been taught, right? And then, you know, the irony is that even though that's when we need the most self-love, just the fact that we have low energy prohibits us from upping that dose of self-love. So I'll share from my own perspective some of the ways I'm able to balance out. I identify as someone who's has a pretty low energy baseline. But over the years, I have figured out ways to have more energy just in my day to day. And, you know, the typical things like, you know, obviously getting sleep, eating a healthy diet, drinking water. Yes, all of those things help. But prior to some of these strategies I'm going to share with you, I still had very low energy. I often felt drained. So one of the things I have started minding when I realize that my energy has dipped, you know, after making sure all of those basic things are in place, is I look at where I'm placing my energy. And typically what I find is that instead of minding my own behavior, which doesn't take as much energy, I'm minding everyone around me. And I'm really micromanaging. And micromanaging is the biggest energy vampire that I can think of. For me personally, that's the biggest energy vampire, because I can get really obsessive about other people's behavior really quickly. That's not healthy for me, and it's not healthy for them. Why am I trying to manage someone else's behavior when it has nothing to do with me? I found as a mom, this is particularly challenging because mothers receive messages from our society that very explicitly sometimes, but even if they're not explicit, if they're subliminal, we receive messaging that basically is telling us we're responsible for managing the behavior of other people, these little humans running around. And I had an epiphany about 5 years ago with my youngest when he was about 3 years old and sort of going through a sleep regression. And I just remember, you know, having spent some time with him when he woke up and coming back in the bedroom and just saying to my husband, like, we have absolutely no control over this person, whether or not he sleeps. It is totally up to him. And my husband looks at me, he's like, yeah. And as I lay there and think about it, I just realized I'm spending all this energy trying to manage someone else's behavior when it's not my behavior to manage. And so we're both exhausted, right? Instead of me trusting him to know what he needs and what's best for his body and trusting him to figure that out and to express if he needs help or support. And then I would be well rested. I would have less anxiety and my energy level would be to the point where I could actually provide that support when it's asked for. So micromanaging and spending all my time focusing on what other people are doing in my household really sucks my energy. And I am in no way claiming that this is not an ongoing issue for me, because it definitely is. But I'm aware of it, and I can typically notice when it's happening, which is all we're trying to do with these basics, right? We're just trying to notice them in a non-judgmental way and kind of keep an eye on these things so that later on we can dig into them more deeply. Another thing that sucks my energy out is if I'm actually avoiding certain tasks that I know are going to take a lot of energy and a lot of time, but it actually takes more time and energy to avoid these things. So I'm basically shooting myself in the foot, right? If I would just sit and do the thing, then yes, I would have to expend some energy. I would have to spend some time, but it wouldn't be near to the emotional exhaustion level as when I'm just, you know, actively avoiding that thing and doing everything else that I can possibly do instead of just sitting and doing that thing. And we call this procrastination often. And a little bit of procrastination, or a lot of procrastination in some cases, it can be a part of the creative process, at least for me. But when my energy starts to sag because I'm avoiding that thing, that is a big red flag. It has been really helpful for me to pay attention to when my energy sags and figure out, you know, what is the reason for the drop in energy, and then what is the solution, you know, and maybe there's several and I try different things on different times depending on my mood. So that's what I would suggest as your action item for today, is to think about times when you don't have a lot of energy, and maybe it's an external factor, you know, maybe it's I have to work overtime, you know, and that saps my energy. But even identifying and making that connection and noticing it and naming it is going to boost your energy. And it's gonna bring you peace of mind. Peace of mind contributes to the overall feeling of energy that you have. That's all for today, and I'll see you tomorrow. Gratitude for all those of you who listened to this episode, and also to Henry Liu for contributing our original music, and Jesse over at Little Legends Design Studio for creating our custom graphics. Also, much love to all those of you following us on Twitter at 365_self, and to the select few of you who are following the weekly digest over at 365daysofselflove.com. Don't forget, this week's mantra is, I claim my right to self-love.